Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
We'll find out some more about the company and things like Share the Love and so on as we go through the course of the morning. We got a couple things to do. But right now, we want to do something with this gentleman, Matt Ritter. And we're going to need the help of the employees. Marissa, where are you? Right there. Are you lining up some contestants for what we're getting set for? All right, cool. Because what we'd like to do is have the opportunity for some employees here to play a game and maybe win some prizes. But also put something on the line as well, a potential to where you really don't want to get a wrong answer in this question because there is going to be a little bit of payoff. I gave this a little last-minute name here, Steve.
Oh, okay.
We're going to call this Prizes or Pain.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. And the idea for this, I got the idea for this. I recently went to have an allergy test done, and they had to hook me up with an IV in my hand.
To
give me Benadryl in case I had an allergic reaction. So it was there at the ready and set to go. And we got through with it, and I got done, and they peeled the sticky thing off of my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
It was excruciating.
Of course.
And I immediately thought of Matt Ritter's hairy knuckles.
Of course. And what that poor bastard goes through.
Exactly.
In many ways, it's like a dom and submissive kind of situation.
Yeah, very much so.
So I want you to know, I was driving in this morning. I heard that I was subject of a trivia question regarding my hairy knuckles. My brother called me from Tampa because he was listening online live stream. And he goes, dude, you know you've made it in life when you are subject of a trivia question. And
I
I want to thank John for getting it right on the first guess. Nice job.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Prizes or Pain. We're going to have employees of Subaru come up. I'm going to ask them a Subaru-related trivia question. If they get it right, they get a prize. If they get it wrong, we are going to wax one of Matt's knuckles. And we have our esthetician here with us, Annie Morris from Salon L. We got ourselves a professional waxer who's going to handle the duties. So, Matt, all you need to do is just kind of hang out.
Sure.
And you either need to take the punishment or
don't you let me down.
All right.
Well, I'm wondering, will Wax get it done? Because she also did bring a machete, Preston.
All right, just in case if we need to clear the hedges. Let's get our first contestant over here. Come on, walk on over. Come on.
Preston,
they had no idea what they were getting into, and this is wonderful. Come on over
here. She doesn't want to do it now.
They don't want to do it.
That's okay. Listen, you'll do fine. What's your name?
Jen.
All right, Jen, what department do you work in?
IT.
All right, you work in the IT department. How well do you know Matt?
Well, I know him a little. You know, this he's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm...
Listen, she is genuinely nervous.
This is our opportunity to bring him down to everyone else's level here.
Well,
bring him down. She's looking at her. She's hyperventilating.
Jen, it might be sort of a freeing thing. For the first time in his life, he'll be able to see his own knuckles.
Yeah.
That's what might actually
Matt, tell her it's okay.
I would like an easy question, please.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's try this trivia question and see how you do. And this will give you an idea of the gauge of the questions that we're going to ask, okay?
Can I skip it or get a lifeline or
anything? No, you got to get
it. Come on, Jen.
You're committed to this. All right, so here is your question, Jen. What is the name of the device that you use to steer a Subaru with?
A steering wheel.
See how easy
All right! Oh, see, there you go.
All right, Casey, what are we going to give Jen?
Easy.
You, Jen. Oh,
I'd like to go to Hawaii.
We do not have that.
Not on that question.
But we do have a pair of tickets to see comedian Daniel Sloss.
Same thing.
It's going to be Saturday, July 27th at the Fillmore. Tickets are on sale today at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com. Please note this show is 16+.
All right, there you go, Jen.
Yeah.
What?
Not 16.
But you're over.
You are over 16.
All right, there you go. Get out of here, kid. All right, let's get the next one up. Marissa, who's next? Rapid fire. Come on. Come on, guys. Step on up, please.
You're like a mile away.
Let's go. We're on the radio here. All right. And hey, what's your name?
Hack.
Hack. Is that actually your name?
Yes.
Or nickname?
Kind of a nickname.
Okay. What do you do here, Hack?
I mean, customer service.
Customer service. All right. Very good. All right. Question for you, Hack. You ready? It's prizes or pain. No pressure here. You're just going to rip hair out of the root from his hairy knuckles if you get this wrong. If you buy a new Subaru, how many tires come with that vehicle?
Four.
Oh.
Plus a spare.
Plus a spare, which makes five.
Okay, all right.
We're give it to him.
All right, that's easy. See how easy these questions are, Casey?
Preston, it's so easy.
It's so easy. What do we have for him?
All right, so we have a pair of tickets to see John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. That's going to be on Tuesday at 7:30 at the UA King of Prussia.
All right, see, these are super duper easy. Okay, what's your name?
Brian.
All right, Brian, you ready?
Delco.
Delco.
Yeah.
So you've seen how easy these are, right?
Yes.
All right, let's go with this one. Here we go. Tommy Nakamura is the current president and CEO of your parent company, the Subaru Corporation. Where did Mr. Nakakurma go to college?
Nakamura.
Nakamura.
Yeah. Delco.
Perfect answer. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Oh, that was an easy one.
Sorry, Matt.
An easy one.
Really sorry.
Give me the answer.
So, yeah, it was actually graduated from KU University with a BA degree in March of 1982. Okay. So I'm sorry about that. That means we get to wax one of Matt's hairy knuckles.
I'm so sorry, Matt.
Matt, we need you close to the microphone because we want to hear your reaction to this. So it looks like we're picking the middle finger.
Yeah, that's
on
the
his
one.
On his right hand.
Oh, you're all going to see it, too.
Oh, here we go. He refers to it as Bon
Jovi. Ah! Oh. That's about... Ah! Ah!
Can I see the hair? Show the hair.
Oh, my God!
Like a rabbit.
Wait a minute. There's still some left, which is not really a good thing.
You want the rest taken off?
Well, at this point, this looks ridiculous.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, and my God.
Annie, next time, wait for a 3-2-1, okay? All right, here we go.
No. All right, you don't have to count it down.
The last little bit. Go ahead and just rip it.
Ah! Oh, my gosh.
All right. You know what? Matt, don't worry. There's only nine more to go.
Very long.
Yeah. This is some hairy-ass freaking finger.
My God. And
Matt, don't
worry. That's what a knuckle looks like.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
We only laugh because it's funny.
You should see my feet.
No, we'll skip that.
Oh, I don't know.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's get our next contestant up here, Brian. Sorry, you don't lose anything, or you don't win anything. You lose everything. This is Chris.
Yes.
All right, Chris, where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do here at Subaru?
I work in product management.
Okay. All right.
Did you get the last question right?
Oh, obviously.
Of course. Sorry.
Yeah, it was an obvious one. Yeah. All right, here we go. Which three drivers won the World Rally Championship with titles with the Subaru World Rally Team? Name all three team members.
Let's go. David Higgins, Travis Pastrana. Titles?
Come on, one more, man.
One more.
Spare Isaacson?
Oh, wow! You got all three of those wrong.
Oh!
So not close.
All right, let's get our esthetician.
Chris, you're dead to me.
Annie Morris, next knuckle is going to be whacked.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Annie's going to get the wax. She has the hot wax. She's taking a tongue depressor applicator. We're doing a pinky this time.
Oh, well, that's kind of phoning it in.
That can be a little sensitive. Right, you never know. All right.
A countdown?
Hang on, Annie.
Ah!
Annie!
Hey!
Annie!
Sorry.
Now you already shot your load. Go ahead.
No, I'm still. Oh, still there. It's still. It's not coming.
It's not
off.
Coming off.
It's not.
The pinky hair is very obstinate. So try it again, Annie.
Yeah, we'll do three.
All right. Yeah. Wait for a 3-2-1. We need to have the moment.
This is a great idea.
Exactly. All right. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. 3-2-1.
No.
Oh my God! It's not coming
it's
off.
It's not coming off.
Grab the machete.
Yeah.
Wait, once the wax is in there, like, that's it. It has to come off.
Yeah.
The wax isn't coming out.
Okay.
Hey, we need a cigarette lighter.
This,
Isn't this fun, Matt?
Burnt hair.
We're now switching fingers, so we're going
to
leave.
Oh, you going to a different finger?
Are you kidding?
Okay. All right, she's moving on. This is an index finger on the left hand, the hairiest knuckles on the planet.
I'm going to have a weed eater.
All right, here we go. In 3-2-1, rip.
It's not...
Oh,
no, it's coming. That one came off.
All right, that one came off.
His hands look like Halloween, Halloween gloves.
Yes, like
werewolf gloves. Yeah.
She said she's never seen this before.
Let's get our next contestant, and this is Darren, right?
Yes.
All right, Darren, where are you from, sir?
I'm from Cinnaminson.
All right, and what department do you work in here at Subaru?
Corporate communications.
Okay, how long have you been here?
2 months.
Oh,
two
really?
Months? You're a newbie.
Oh,
well,
no.
Hey, here's your boss. Better way to get into the company
than have
a boss torture.
Okay, here we go. Easy question for you, Daryl. In 2011, Subaru teamed up with Gainax to create an animated series about a group of magical girls searching for fragments of a lost spaceship. The show was called Wish Upon the Pleiades or Hakogo a Paradusa. Give the names of the five girls that are on the show.
Come on, Darren.
Matt, I'm really sorry. Brittany, Mary, Barbara, Jenny, and Shannon.
Oh, we needed all five. I'm sorry. Well, you got all five wrong. That's incorrect.
I'm sorry,
it's actually,
Matt.
Their names are Subaru, Aoi, Itsuki, Hikaru, and Nanako.
So there was a Subaru animated show?
There was a Subaru animated show.
How about that crap?
Wish upon the Pleiades.
By the way, this is all being streamed on WMMR.com.
Okay.
So if you want to watch this.
If you like nature programs, you may want to watch this.
Matt's his forehead is sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
You're picking the finger you
back
want?
Back off, ladies. I'm already married.
All right. Ring finger on his right hand. And we have Annie, who's from Salon L, who's putting the wax on as the hairy knuckles are about to.
She's horrified by this.
She is. Okay. Ready? And 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. That was a good one.
She got it. She got it. You can't get all of it,
though. It's not coming. Not all of it.
She got it that time.
I do backs easier than these numbers.
Backs are easier than his freaking fingers.
You have 5 minutes?
Yeah. Matt, do you have a hairy back?
Come on.
I don't.
With knuckles like that, he's got hairy everything.
Come on.
I'm surprised he doesn't shave his teeth.
All right. Let's get our next contestant. What is your name, sir?
Todd.
Where are you from, Todd?
Collingswood.
From Collingswood, New Jersey. A lot of Jersey people work here.
Yes, of course.
And what department?
Product management.
And how long have you been here?
About 15 years.
Wow, okay. Long-time worker here. So you were over at the old building as well.
Yes.
All right, well, here we go. We have a question for you, and let's see if you can get it right. If you get
Matt.
You get a prize.
You're already sorry? I hadn't even asked a question.
If you get it wrong, then we wax another one of Matt's knuckles. Let's see. Where are the Subaru headquarters in Canada?
Where are the Subaru headquarters in Canada?
Yeah.
Come on.
I've been with the company for 15 years, man.
Certainly.
Well, I don't work at Subaru Canada.
You don't correspond with them?
Yeah, by email.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm gonna
city?
I'm going to guess Toronto.
Toronto. Mississauga, Ontario.
Oh,
sorry about that.
So right next close. Door.
No prize, but at least you get to see Matt in pain for a moment or two. Matt, probably the greatest guy.
Thanks, Todd. Good effort.
Yeah.
All right. Good effort. With middle finger, left hand.
All right, middle finger. This is the top.
All right. And that's probably the hairiest finger on his body.
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, it's got a lot of bush on it. All right, so... Here we go. We have Annie who's got. Oh, she took out a big piece of paper. Ready?
Wait a minute.
3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Look at that.
God. Oh, my God.
That?
Yeah, that got it.
It looks like a mustache.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any of, like, the soothing gel or the oil or whatever you put on?
That would be
great.
Yeah,
she does. Yeah. She does. Okay.
After the fact. After this, we're gonna build a kitten with that hair, Preston.
Matt, your hand looks.
Look at that.
Your hand looks pretty awesome.
It does look pretty good.
It'll look a little bit better just in time for summer.
Don't tell me that hair doesn't get caught in stuff.
All right, next contestant. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
Nancy.
And what do you do here at Subaru, Nancy?
I work in the market development department.
Okay, and how long has that been going on?
35 years.
Wow, 35
today
years.
Today comes to an end.
Yeah. Do you know Matt well? It's
been a good run.
Yeah, I never knew he had hairy knuckles, though. So.
How could you? Okay, never. Just being kind and not looking, I guess. All right, so here is your question. So let's see how you do, Nancy. The spectacularly unsuccessful V8-powered Bricklin SV1 was named after millionaire Malcolm Bricklin, who formed Subaru of America in 1968. What did the SV in SV1 stand for?
Been here for decades.
Super? Uh-oh. Sorry, Matt.
Keep going. Keep going.
Super victory.
Super victory.
Ooh.
What are we going to do?
Safety vehicle.
Safety vehicle.
The SV1 stood for safety vehicle.
You knew
Mississauga. All right, so we're on to another knuckle. Sorry, Annie. I didn't
Thank you, Nancy.
Be getting up and down so all much, right. But it's all good.
She's running out of wax.
Yeah, but I think the bigger piece of paper that you rip off with is the way to
go. We're going to have to switch to tar.
It's like in 40-Year-Old Virgin. I need you to clear my calendar.
Yeah,
I need the rest of the day off in order to get
more wax.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
No. Ow. I got it. Wait, hold on.
Some more?
A little bit left on there. Yeah, if you're going to do it all the way.
I think he's starting to like it.
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he's becoming desensitized. Nope. All right, let's get our next contestant. This is Casey.
Yes.
How you doing, Casey?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
West Hampton.
Okay, and what do you do here at Subaru?
I'm an inventory planner.
Inventory planner.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been doing that?
15 years.
Okay.
A lot of long-term employees here.
That's
very very wonderful to see that.
Says a lot about the company. All right, what? And speaking of car companies, what car company held the patent on the hill holder system that was used by Subaru? What car company held the patent on the hill holder system that
you
was
know
used
this
by Subaru?
What? Don't, you know, go with your first guess.
Subaru?
No, I'll let, you know what, take another guess because that would be the obvious one. What's a different car company? It's actually a different car company, believe it or not.
Toyota?
No, it's the Studebaker. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so
everybody knew that, right?
Yeah, you know,
yep.
Come on.
We'll have to go over here.
How many knuckles we have left, by the way, Matt?
Well,
there's plenty of hair.
We got two on the left hand, so we got four.
Don't forget the thumbs.
Oh, we got thumbs. We got great. We got plenty.
We'll leave your thumbs if you want.
You sure you don't want the thumbs cleaned off?
At this Harry's point,
you know, it's going to look a little weird.
Yeah. All right, go ahead and get the next one here.
And the lower part is not getting waxed off, so it looks weird.
Wow. Someone's getting kinky.
Yeah, you're right. Right. If you're just tuning in, we're playing Prizes or Pain. For the correct answers, the people get prizes. For the incorrect answers, ooh, Matt gets his knuckles waxed.
You know what we should have done, Preston? Instead of this, we should have had a professional sheep shear.
You're right. All right, Annie, 3, 2, 1.
Ah!
Oh, that one felt good. Look at he's biting his other knuckles. All right, the pinky seems to be like the hardest one to get.
You know, may I say,
it doesn't come off.
His hands look better.
She keeps doing it, by the
way.
Does
his hand look better?
I think it looks, it's a youthful look.
You have a youthful hand.
Yeah. She looks younger.
It's like he's wearing those bicycle gloves, you know, that have the fingers out of them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But his hand looks young. It's beautiful.
All right.
You know, like Preston, there are hand models.
There absolutely are. What's that? I can't hear you, Annie.
Little clammy.
Ah, oh, great.
Again, ladies, I am married. Thank you so much. Stand back.
They're hairy and clammy.
Yeah, I'm a real catch.
Is his nickname going to be Harry Clammy?
Harry Clammy.
All right, our next contestant is John. Hey, John, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good. John and I met earlier. John wanted to get a picture with me because we have the same look.
Oh, my God. Yes, you do.
You do a little bit,
Our beards are almost identical in their gray versus brown.
Would you guys like them waxed off?
No.
God, no. Beard waxing. John, where are you from?
Burlington.
And what do you do at Subaru?
Program analyst.
Program analyst. Okay. Have you been at that for a while?
Yes, 15 years.
15 years. All right. Excellent. Well, we're going to try out a question on you. Let's get one of the easier questions here.
What's the first letter of the alphabet?
How about this one? According to Motor Trend, the 2019 Subaru WRX STI features a 2.5-liter turbo 4 producing 310 horsepower and how many pounds of torque?
You know
200.
200? He got in the ballpark. It's 290, actually. That's an incorrect answer. That means we got to wax one of them.
So just because he's 90 off, we don't give it to him?
Back to this pinky or the one that you couldn't do before or the index pinky?
Let's just do two. We'll do one more after
one more? All right. We started with a whole bunch of winning.
We are scheduled to have the CEO of the company on.
All right.
So I want to do this and one more, and we'll save it.
You want to give
we'll save an easy question.
Matt some time to stop crying.
For last, yes, we do. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, wait, hold on. Slow down.
She got it.
Yeah, she got it.
Right. Is there any bleeding going on?
No, no blood, but I see some raised skin.
Yeah.
So we have one more knuckle to go, and this one belongs to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. What do you do here, Jeff?
I'm an IT manager.
And where are you from?
Cherry Hill.
And how long have you been working here?
A little over 6 years.
Is it every single person except for one from New Jersey?
I think so.
Okay.
Why not, right?
All right, so we'll save the easiest question for last. You ready?
Oh, thank God.
All right, here we go, Jeff. When two people with a combined weight of 366 pounds are riding in your vehicle, which has a total load capacity of 699 pounds in the Subaru BRZ, the available amount of cargo and luggage load capacity is 333 pounds. In this condition, if two more passengers with a combined weight of 258 pounds get on, the available cargo and luggage load will be what?
I'm sorry.
Good effort, though.
Doesn't even
give
it
a try. Throw out a number.
You don't even guess.
How many pounds?
2,000.
2,000.
No, got it.
Just off at 75 pounds. I'm sorry. We have to wax Matt's last knuckle. It's a pinky on his left hand.
We're going back to the one that where their hair did not come off at all.
Okay. You have to revisit that.
More wax. Bigger piece of wax paper.
Look at that.
She's going against the grain.
It looks like a Rottweiler.
And here we go, Annie. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Got it! Got it!
came off. Now hold up both your hands.
Yeah, to the camera,
show,
right here.
Show the difference.
Zoom in on that, please.
Young
look
man.
At those sexy knuckles.
Yeah.
It's like they look great, man.
You use palm olive.
Do they? Look at all the sweat on his forehead.
He peeled years off his hands, literally.
Matt, you know that you could have said no to this, right?
I didn't know that was an option. Yeah. Thanks for telling me that now, Casey. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Hey, a round of applause for Matt Renner.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.